In the world's economy, significance is gained through the ownership and possession of assets. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. In God's economy, significance is gained through the sharing of assets. Far too many people make the big mistake of hoarding money instead of giving it away. They refuse to respond to the needs of others, even when opportunities are clearly presented. Paradoxically, research indicates that lower-income people are more willing to share than people with considerable means. The New Testament points to the poor as the greatest givers. Jesus commended the widow who gave all that she had. The Apostle Paul praised the Macedonians who gave out of their extreme poverty. These and other examples should inspire us to greater generosity. God presents all of us with opportunities to share with others. Ann and I try to keep our eyes and hearts open so we won't miss the joy of sharing. Outside of our normal planned giving, I carry cash so that I'm prepared if I encounter someone in need. Some of my most satisfying acts of generosity have come from responding to unexpected opportunities. Have you experienced the joy of spontaneously providing someone else's need? How did it feel? Have you ever refused to meet a need and later regretted it? Are you aware of any immediate needs that God is presenting to you right now? Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." If we don't respond, the Holy Spirit will impress someone else and they'll get the blessing of giving. The decision is often a matter of where you find your significance. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. A gray swan is an obvious danger that we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. You can find it online at Amazon.com.